The importance of consistency with your broadcast schedule. We have talked and talked and talked and talked and talked about this. Consistency. Okay? Your online presence in promoting your brand or business can live or die by the amount or the quality of your consistency. And it's consistency about everything. Consistency about showing up on time. Consistency or showing up at the right time. Like daily, right? This show is daily, consistent. Showing up at noon every day. My podcast drops at noon every day. Consistency. My podcast is 5 to 15 minutes every day. Consistency. This is what I'm talking about, folks, with live video. Anything you're broadcasting, you want to be consistent. Let's talk about it in today's episode of Entrepreneur Live Video.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
All right, folks. When I say you can live or die by the value or the quality of your consistency, you're very consistent or you're not consistent. I can tell you I've been both. And I can tell you can live or die by it because I've experienced both in certain ways. Having this show, Entrepreneur Live Video, this is episode 525, folks. I started this podcast on, God, what was the date? I think it was November 17th. 2017. No, the first episode went on. Yeah, 11/15/17. That's when I dropped the first episode. Now, if you've never hosted a podcast before, you know, or you wouldn't know this, but what you do to set up your podcast, you have to upload an episode into a host provider. Like Libsyn is where I've always been. Until this year, I moved to Simplecast. And I could do this with Simplecast too. So you have to get one episode up on your show. Then you take your RSS feed, which is basically a URL. It's a link. And you go take it in iTunes and you have to submit it for approval. And you take it to Google and submit it for approval. And Alexa or wherever you're going with it and submit it for approval. So you have to have that one piece of content there. And then it could take, one place can approve you automatically. Another place might take 2 days. Another place might this, another place might that. So I had one episode drop on 11/15/2017, and then the show started on 11/21/17 and hasn't stopped since, except for maybe one or two times where I forgot to upload an episode or around the beginning of April 2019 when we were moving from Libsyn to Simplecast. Other than that, I've been terribly consistent, which has led to the success of this show and my other show, Grammar School, which is Instagram marketing, in case you're interested in that. That show was started about 2 weeks later. So it's, you know, what episode am I on? So this is episode 525 here. They're on episode 523, even though it got started 2 weeks later. That's because I've done a lot of bonus episodes on that show where I haven't done a lot of bonus episodes on this show. So the numbering I've caught up, but I've actually been doing this show about 2 weeks longer, maybe 3 weeks longer than the other show. So over 1,000 episodes since November 2017. Pretty good deal. I got another half year left. And that's another half year with two shows. That's like getting another 365 episodes in before the end of the year. Never really thought about it that way. So that's going to put me up around 800 podcasts per show by the time we go into 2020. And then I'll pass 1,000 on each show next year. I think August, I'll pass 1,000 on each show. I might have to retire from these two shows at that point. That's a lot of content. We'll see how it's going. We'll worry about that then. But consistency, folks, consistency is how you build your audience. Consistency is how your audience knows when to expect you. Consistency allows the audience to arrange their schedule to be there with you, if not to catch you in the replay. They know it happened. Consistency tells people out there who might hire you that you're working hard to create something that's going to last. I could talk for days about how the world is going to view your production if you're consistent with it, or if you're inconsistent with it. I've been inconsistent with my live video, and I know that's hurt me. Not only among my audience, but also among my peers, other live streamers who look at it and say, like, good God, he's got all the tech, but he's not being consistent with it. He doesn't have a show. He hasn't maintained a show for any longer than a couple weeks. And I'm guilty of all that. And I keep waiting for that moment to get started this year. I've started doing, this isn't live, but over on LinkedIn, getting ready for LinkedIn Live, I've started doing what's called Linking In Smart with Todd.Live, where I interview people, and I'm going to do some solo shows as well, some tutorial stuff where I'm teaching people LinkedIn stuff, but I've been recording hour-long, 45-minute to an hour-long episodes that would otherwise be live, chopping them up and putting them on LinkedIn so that people, one, I can hone my craft and my skills with LinkedIn, but two, people on LinkedIn can get accustomed to seeing me doing lifestyle interview content. And those of you or those people who are interested in watching will watch, right? Or share or comment or whatever. And that's been met with, you know, it's kind of been lukewarm. Because I don't get a lot of views on my videos. I've actually been kind of surprised. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm looking at one I posted this morning, and it's got 25 views. It's not very much. You know, on a platform where video is supposed to be pretty hot, maybe my show idea is not a good idea. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm being consistent with it because I'm getting a guest on, so I'm consistent so far with guests. I'm asking 5 questions. I'm chopping these up into 5 videos because you can only upload 10-minute videos into LinkedIn. So if I record for about an hour, and I have to do some editing. I do some pretty good editing on these things to chop them up a little bit in order to save time and keep the file size small. But I'm consistent with putting them on there every other day in the morning. I don't have a certain time of day, but in the morning, every other day. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, not weekends. I should drop one on the weekend and just see what happens. But consistency. I want to start a YouTube show, but I know that right now I'm unable to be. I haven't got to the point where I feel like I can be consistent with it, so I haven't started it. But in order to build momentum, in order to get any traction, you have to be consistent. And you have to be there for your people. And your content has to be consistent. Your message has to be consistent. People are coming to you for certain things, and that's what they want. And if they're not getting that, they're gone.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.